This is Android Buffet, episode 136, recorded on Monday, February 25th, 2013. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You know, that's just ironic.
What?
This time the audio wasn't picked up by the recording, but I'm assuming you heard it.
No.
Now it's not being picked up by anything.
Maybe it's unplugged.
Then why did I hear it? In the headphones.
Maybe because you got your wires backwards.
Yeah.
Maybe the goes-inses are plugged into the goes-outses.
But I haven't unplugged anything. Oh, well. Maybe it's time to break out the Pi again. I'll cut it in post. If I remember. Otherwise, I could just go. If I forget, I could just go da 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 da. We got an email, before I forget, just at 7:25 this evening.
No.
It's from John Stroud, the person who won the Willy Wonka video. He referred to it as the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory video. That's actually a different movie.
What? No.
Well, no. The original 1970s movie was called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The Tim Burton one was called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was also the name of the book. Moving along, my children thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks again. On an aside, I was looking to upgrade my phone recently and heard you recant your experience with Swappa.com. Well, I didn't recant it, but I did enjoy my experience with Swappa. I bought an AT&T Samsung Galaxy Note for a price I thought was fairly reasonable. I had no issues with the process and quite enjoy my new-to-me phone. Thank you for all the hard work the both of you, Guru and Jerry, put into the podcast. Wasn't that nice?
It was.
Yes, and his children enjoyed the movie. You know, I've been meaning to watch that movie since I let Matt Pepperocki talk me into that Blu-ray. Maybe this weekend. It always cheers me up. Does it cheer you up, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. So how was your weekend? Did anything happen other than you finally got that rest you so richly deserved?
I got no rest. I worked a lot. I got about, 48-hour period. I got about 40 hours of work. But that's okay. They're paying me.
That's good.
Yep.
You know,
As a salaried employee, I am getting overtime for some projects.
Really? I thought salaried employees don't get overtime.
Well, that's true. And I don't get time and a half. And it's not Chinese overtime. But, I mean, they're paying me my normal... If you were to take my salary and divide it by 2080, I get an hourly rate. There's a theoretical hourly rate, right?
Yeah.
And they are paying me that theoretical hourly rate for working on a project outside of normal working hours.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it is. It's little sleep, but the money's good.
That reminds me, I'm getting a raise on St. Patrick's Day.
You are.
St. Patrick's Day. Well, no, it's. I think it's. I'm trying to remember. I remember when they told me that it would be happening. I remember it was St. Patrick's Day, so I assume it's still. It just was this odd coincidence because I remember somebody brought in green pop-ums. You know how things stick in your mind.
Okay.
You know what a pop-um is?
I have no idea.
It's like a little munchkin type thing, and you know, around St. Patrick's Day, they dye them green with food coloring. So I remember the reason why I remember that it should be happening around St. Patrick's Day is I remember that the day I heard about it, there was a thing of pop-ums. And I gave up green-colored food after that.
That's, why?
Because it's scary. You know, this one time somebody brought in this large amount of red velvet cake and I had a big piece. And I thought I had to see my doctor after that. So I gave up food with large amounts of food coloring. I've silenced you, haven't I, Jerry?
I just don't understand why you think it's disgusting.
I didn't say it was disgusting.
You said you wouldn't eat green food because it was disgusting.
No, it was scary.
Okay. Okay. I still don't understand.
Okay, when you eat a large amount of food coloring, mm-hmm. even though they say that it is not dangerous,
right?
It eventually comes out.
Yeah. But it's green, right?
Well, not red velvet cake.
Last it's green, time, right?
The pop-ums were, yes. And yes, it's green.
Your poo-poo.
It wasn't coming out that way, Jerry.
How is it coming out?
Urine, why?
So you had green urine?
Yes. I thought that was scary.
Oh, well, that's not a big deal.
I gave it up. I found that discomforting. I found the red coloring even worse. I thought I might be bleeding.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I thought I was bleeding internally.
That would be so cool. I think it would be cool.
Anyway, I think we've gotten off topic somewhere.
Yes.
Into dangerous territory.
At the very beginning is where we got off topic.
I meant into dangerous territory.
Ah.
Yes. Anyway, I had a nice weekend. I went to visit my relative in Washington. Have you ever been to Washington, Jerry?
Which one?
The one I can get to and come back in a weekend.
D.C.?
Yes.
I drove around it.
Well, I happen to...
There's a beltway around D.C., right?
Yeah. It's called
the beltway. I drove on that.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not. You people are crazy up there.
What do you mean? I've never driven there. It's a nice area.
Okay. The drivers there are crazy. Now, it may have been because I was going through during rush hour.
No, that's crazy, but that's every big city.
No, it may not be New York big, but Jacksonville at 1 million people is a pretty big city.
I'm sure there are crazy drivers in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Well, we've had this discussion, right?
Probably.
That every place, the roads have a tempo. And that if you live there and you drive there, you get used to the tempo. So when you go somewhere else where there's a different tempo, it's people behave in ways that you don't expect and therefore appear crazy. So here in Jacksonville, no, there's not very many crazy people.
Okay, well, it would explain why I'm afraid to go to Brooklyn. But I went to Washington, and I went to visit my uncle. I have one of those. Well, actually, I have two of those, but I only have one in Washington. So I went to see him, and we went to the Drug Enforcement Administration Museum. Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, you should go.
I should?
Yeah. I was there 10 years ago, and, you know, they've added a new exhibit since then. This summer, they're renovating, but, you know, the rest of the museum was identical. But they did have a new exhibit wing. It was on
the new exhibit wing.
It was an exhibit on the effects of overdosing on over-the-counter medication.
Like ibuprofen?
Sudafed, ibuprofen, aspirin, a few things. They also had the main museum space. You know, they have a mock-up of the exterior of a 70s head shop and a 90s crack den.
A 90s what?
Crack den. You know, with the big metal door.
I have no idea what a crack den is.
Metal door, a little hole in it for the person to see. Never watched any of those.
A peephole?
Usually not with corrugated metal. You never saw any of those 90s drug movies?
Like Lethal Weapon?
I don't remember one off the top of my head. I guess I didn't see enough of those 90s drug movies. 21
Jump Anyway, Street, what are we talking about? Does it have anything in relation, anything, is it related to Android in any way?
Well, I talked my uncle into buying a Chromebook.
Did you talk him into buying your Chromebook?
No, but he did buy my speaker. You know, I went down there, you know, I brought my electronics. I had this little tubular speaker. He loved it so much that he bought it to plug into his Chromebook, and I went and bought a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tube speaker, but... So I have convinced one person in the world to buy yet another Google device, because I also talked him into a Galaxy S3 a while back.
And is he pleased with that?
Yes, he loves the Sprint network.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, he does love the Sprint network. He's a Sprint customer.
Cool.
You know, no accounting for taste.
Well, I mean, I know your opinion of Sprint. So when you say a good thing about Sprint, my immediate reaction is sarcasm.
Why? He's a happy Sprint customer, except when he goes in.
Right, but you said something good about it. Tangentially.
Except when he's only unhappy when he goes into an area with no service. The rest of the time, he's happy. So if he stays at home, he's wonderful.
Sure, I'll buy that.
Yeah, he's good reception in his apartment. And in his general neighborhood, Washington is not a place where you'd have bad. You know, he goes out into the country, he has problems, but D.C. is fairly well covered. In other sad news, the designer of the Daleks, Ray Kusick, has passed away.
And just to be clear, these are the Daleks from Doctor Who.
Dalek.
There's no R.
I didn't say R.
No, I think there's a R. Daleks.
No, D-A-L-E-K. Dalek. Now, they're the ones who
went. It just doesn't ring right for me.
Okay, maybe it's your accent.
Maybe it's your accent.
Okay, well, they were the ones that
said. Why's it got to be my accent?
Exterminate. And look like garbage.
I really like the doctor's new companion.
Oh, he has a new one now?
Well, not yet, but we know who she is.
The one in the preview? Okay.
You remember the lady that was stuck in the Dalek?
The one with the
that
souffles.
Was a Dalek?
Yes, I do recall the one with the souffles.
Yes, it's going to be her.
She died.
Right, but it's going to be her.
The actress.
Yes.
Okay, not the character.
It could be the character, we're not sure.
But she died.
It's Doctor Who, dude.
Okay, but she died.
Okay, and that means exactly what?
Was I supposed to say spoiler alert? Anyway. A few other things.
No, that episode aired, what, months ago?
I don't know. How long is the statute of limitations on spoiling people's enjoyment of programming?
I think it should be like 3 weeks, tops.
Okay, what about a movie? Let's say I wanted to tell you what happens at the end of Casablanca.
That would be well within, I think that would be fine.
Okay.
So I don't need to pre-warn. However, if it's still in the theaters, no spoiler alerts, I'd say give it until it's been on DVD for a few months.
Okay.
Once it hits, HBO, it's fair game.
Okay, let's move on to some more tech-related stuff. AT&T and Mozilla apparently have put together some testing with the web phone, which uses WebRTC, which is their video call service, among other things. Essentially, their idea is text messages, calls, and video calls could be made from a browser, which would essentially decouple the entire concept of telephony from a phone. It would all be data.
Well, we're headed there anyway, right?
Yeah, but you don't usually hear the name AT&T associated with that transition. It's their business. They just become essentially a pipe. Do you think they want to be a pipe?
I don't think they want to be a pipe, but my understanding is that being a dumb pipe is extremely profitable right now.
Yeah, but they seem to be worried about it.
Of course.
Well, you always worry when you have to pivot, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Pivoting is very stressful.
Okay. And other
of course, it, you know, could be more stressful to not pivot because the reason you're pivoting is because where you are is in danger.
I'll accept that. So did you hear about the Pixel?
I'm excited about the Pixel.
Well, it looks very nice.
It's the resolution that I like.
Yeah, but it is a Chromebook.
Right, but isn't it dual bootable? I mean, can't I put a real operating system on it?
If your real operating system is Linux.
Linux is a real operating system.
Yeah, but I haven't heard of anybody putting Windows on yet. But bear in mind, it hasn't gone through the full range of people. It's only gone to reviewers. But, you know, the thing is that it does officially support dual booting because it has the option, if you put the Chromebook into developer mode, it has an option to boot a more standard BIOS in addition to booting the developer BIOS.
This is the high-resolution Chromebook, right?
Yeah, but it's also $1,300. I don't know if that gives you pause on a device that's officially a web browser. admittedly, Chrome is more than that. You know, but when you basically come down to it, Chrome OS is designed to be a browser operating system.
Yes,
where there's, you know, there's very little outside of the browser. So the question is, for that, why do you need an i5?
That's a lot of pixels to push.
I suppose. But no, it just
seems... And with the world, with the web becoming more and more JavaScript heavy, you know, JavaScript is not the most efficient language on the planet. I mean, it's better than Java, but...
No, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I just am concerned about the market.
If I could put Windows on there or a decent desktop version of Linux, I would seriously consider it. My largest gripe with laptops now is the abysmal resolution.
Okay, well, you should give it a shot.
I had extra money. Of course, if I had the extra money, I'd probably go for, you know, a MacBook Pro with the Retina and put Windows 7 on it.
Okay, you can do that. I'm just saying that there are questions, not just by me, of exactly who the market will be for the Chromebook Pixel, if it will gain traction. The Nexus 7, whatever you can say about it, has gained a lot of traction. And the Acer C7 Chromebook, which is the one I bought for
$199,
Acer actually reported, I believe, that 5 to 10% of their sales now are Chrome OS.
Wow.
So, you know, they've proven that if you make the price point compelling, such as a $200 computer, that you can get people to buy a Chromebook. Whereas
we saw that with netbooks.
Well, yeah, and the thing is the Chromebooks they don't really make netbooks anymore. Tablets have taken a lot of that space, and Chromebooks are taking the rest. Sometimes you just want a keyboard, though.
Yes. I would say maybe they're trying to push the Chrome OS into a different segment. They're trying to prove that, you know, a laptop at $200 is hard to dismiss as anything except a toy. However,
don't listen to him, Chromebook. I still like you.
It's an awesome toy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, you know, it's a Fisher Price toy, but you know, at $1,200, $1,300, you don't look at that as a toy.
Well, this is for, you know, the computer that I was planning on taking on trips when I don't need to bring a full computer.
But how is it on battery life? How heavy is it?
4 hours.
4 hours?
Roughly.
So it's a high-resolution laptop with Chrome OS on it.
No, I thought you were talking about the one I had, not the Pixel.
No, I'm talking about the Pixel.
I think the Pixel has 4 hours.
$1,300, it better be better than 4 hours.
I thought it still said 4 hours. Admittedly, let me see. I have a review.
I don't see any specs on battery life and such.
No, because there were dozens of reviews, if you look online, and I thought somebody said 4 hours.
Hmm.
But, you know, I don't think that there's really enough, you know, anecdotal information. Because only a few reviewers have it.
Right.
So I'll wait on that. But as far as I know, I gathered when somebody was commenting on it that the battery life is not a spectacular amount. But it's nevertheless a nice device. But speaking of Chrome OS, do you think that the ability to run Android apps may come to Chrome OS? Because people are talking about this. That Google might add the Dalvik virtual machine to Chrome OS so that they could expand and allow people to run Android apps.
Sure. I think it would probably even do pretty well at it. On an i5, yeah. That'd be sweet.
Well, what about on the Celeron I have here?
Not so sweet.
Celeron is still faster than an ARM processor.
While true, it's not an i5.
Yes. I'm not going to argue that. Anyway, the White House must respond to a cell phone unlocking regulation as they've received a petition on the subject with over 100,000 signatures, which is the new number after the whole Death Star thing. I'm eager to hear their response. What do you think they'll say?
I don't think they'll say anything useful.
Well, you know, I know what I'll say, Jerry.
What will you say?
Did you know that this episode is also sponsored by Dyn.com?
Ha ha! DYN.com!
You just love saying that, don't you?
I do. You don't have any idea. DYN.com.
Well, can you say uptime is the bottom line?
Uptime is the bottom line.
Because that's their slogan and that's what they believe in.
That's their slogan and that's what they believe in.
I just said that, Jerry.
I just said that, Jerry. Okay. Should I stop repeating?
Yeah. Well, do you have something to say that didn't come from my mouth?
DYN.com.
Okay. Well, you know that they have service tiers not just for companies but for individuals. So whatever
I heard that.
Yes, whatever your needs are, they can scale to you. Now, admittedly, they are probably better suited to you if you have more business-like needs. While they do have personal offerings, their goal is small to large businesses. And they have many impressive clients. I know because we've talked about them before, haven't we, Jerry?
We have.
Yeah. But if you're concerned, remember, if you have an important business like whatever it is Jerry does for a living, and whoever Jerry is currently working for, then that's
secret.
That's an important business, and I assume that business wants to make sure that its website doesn't go down. Look at all these highly publicized outages around the country, especially in the Amazon facility in Virginia. If your data was there, if your virtual server was running there, you might be concerned. You want to automatically fall over to your other server. You want to make sure that people may experience some slowdowns, but they won't know that there is an outage somewhere in one of your facilities or in the facility that you are renting from somebody else. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's their DNS service with active failover, but they also offer email services. I know you know that, Jerry, because we've talked about them before. So
we have talked about it.
So would you like to say something?
It's like a variety of price points, too.
Yes, a cornucopia with everything from things that I can afford to things I can't afford. That doesn't mean it's
from
not a good...
$20 a month to $200, or I'm sorry, from $20 a year to $200 a month.
Yes. And the fact that I can't afford them does not reflect on them. That just reflects on the fact that I can't afford a $200 thing that I don't currently use. Actually, I bought a Chromebook, but I am using that. Anyway, trying to integrate here. Now, what you can do is you can get faster internet for your services. You can get more reliable internet because they will manage your DNS. They will manage your email. They will take care of you. So things will work better. Now, if you're interested in trying their product, you can visit. What was that?
DYN.com.
/ what?
Podcast 30.
Yes, isn't that easy to remember? Do you know why it's podcast 30, Jerry?
Because we're a podcast.
And we're offering 30% off if you use the code podcast30 at checkout.
That's awesome.
So remember, visit dyne.com/podcast30. And by doing that, you can, of course, thank them for their patronage of the show, for they are our patrons.
They really do offer some cool stuff.
Yes, I really wish that I had use of for a $200 a month service. I'm not saying that with jokes.
$200 a month service. Okay, so what's the problem with email, with sending email? It's getting it delivered, right?
Yeah.
I mean, any schmo can start up a server and start kicking out stuff on port 25.
Yeah.
But it's getting, you know, Yahoo and Gmail and Hotmail to actually accept those emails and put them into the inbox instead of the spam folder or just straight rejecting them. And apparently they put a lot of work into making sure that your emails get delivered, which is, you know, cool.
I'm very interested. As I said, I just have to find the right use case for me. But just looking at this, I can imagine a lot of use cases for people who are in various businesses, because they certainly do a lot of things.
Wow. Look at their clients. Yeah. Zappos, Netflix, Twitter, CNBC, someplace called Etsy.
See, we really do like them. We could have stopped talking about them 2 minutes ago, but we're still talking. We must really like them. And you could like them too.
DYN.com.
He just loves saying that, doesn't he?
You know how hard it is to get a three-letter domain name?
I have one.
.com?
No, I have a .us.
Oh, well, I've got a four-letter .us.
Is it jerry.us?
It is. jerry.us.
Okay. I have n9n. I like to be prepared.
For what?
Needing a short domain. Ah. So did you see Google released a full changelog for Jelly Bean? With a nice list of everything that Jelly Bean has?
Well, wow, that's long.
Yeah, very complete.
It's, wow.
It'll be in the show notes. For Jerry's words have failed him. Yeah. That is how impressive it is.
Yay.
Also, YouTube.
There's a lot of cool stuff here.
Yeah, also YouTube, according to their recent Android update, might be planning to add pay-to-view channels, which does not surprise me.
Well, this is also, okay, so there was no news that said that they were adding pay-per-view. Some people were dissecting code inside the new YouTube update. App update.
I just find that hilarious. That's how they've been right about these things before. It doesn't mean that they're going to add it. It means that they've added the infrastructure for doing it.
And, okay, inside of an Android app, there are these things called resources. So that you can show different graphics depending on the size of the screen or whatever. One of the things that you can do is display different text based on the language that the phone is set in. And these string resources, there are a couple that are called paid channel subscribe message and paid channel unsubscribe message. With the text, you can only subscribe to this paid channel on your computer. And that's where this is coming from. So take it for what it's worth. It's just some text in the resources. It's not an announcement.
Well, we'll see what happens. The next one.
Although I think it's pretty amazing that they actually let that out.
Maybe it's closer than you think.
Maybe.
So the next one is actually a Kickstarter project, I believe. Droidify. It's a project to bring custom firmware based on Android to your router.
I don't know if I want this.
That's why I added Y into the show notes.
I mean, do you use a custom firmware for your router?
I have.
Do you now?
Not at the current moment, but I have in the past and I may again.
I'm currently using Tomato.
Okay, I use DDWRT for years and I do use it on some of my routers, but not on the one that's currently in this resonance.
Well, those are, I mean, straight Linux-based routers. I cannot imagine why I would want Android on my router.
Neither can I. I don't quite get this because it seems like it adds a lot of overhead and it doesn't produce a result.
It's not so much that worries me as it increases the attack surface on the router. And I don't want that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. As I said, I think my reason makes sense too.
Yes.
I think we're both
in agreement for different reasons.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of overhead for not a lot of advantage. If you want to create a router that has some sort of interface that can interface with an Android app, fine. But I would be, I wouldn't complain if there was suddenly a way to manage my router using a custom app. But I don't think that the router itself should be running Android. I don't think it adds anything.
I don't think that is required.
I didn't say required. I said I wouldn't complain about it.
No, I mean, you don't need Android on the router so that you can communicate with it via an Android app.
No, but
there's
a lot
no advantage there.
I said there wasn't.
You're right.
I can't see why this would be better than just that same router running Linux and maybe improving the software there.
I will admit that it is an interesting intellectual exercise.
Okay, I'll accept that. Meanwhile, in Android-based devices, Samsung will be offering a HomeSync media streamer. Not much to say about that. That's all I wanted to say about it. Do you have anything to say about that, Jerry?
No.
Okay.
Other than Samsung, jeez.
They do everything.
Is there anything these guys don't do?
No, they make iPhones. So.
Make refrigerators.
Yeah.
And one of the top of the line SSDs is made by Samsung, the 840 Pro.
Yep.
It's about as good an SSD as you can get right now. Refrigerators, TVs, cell phones.
They don't make cars.
They don't make what?
Cars. At least not that I've heard.
I think they make little bitty cars, but not like full size for the road, no.
Okay, so we found something they don't do. No cars.
Well, cars is kind of... They don't make nuclear power plants either.
Okay. I don't make nuclear power plants either, Drew.
Yeah, but you don't make cell phones or hard drives either.
Not by myself, no. But we all need hobbies.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Sonoma Wireworks has found a fix for low latency audio, which is an issue in Android. Now, Google has apparently ignored this issue for about 4 or 5 years now, since it's been an open bug. They did address latency issues for audio out in Jelly Bean, but not for audio in. And the Sonoma Wireworks, instead of giving this to Android so that they can find some way to make money off of it, they being Sonoma Wireworks, they want to license it to hardware manufacturers to put in. The problem with that is then Google is going to eventually build in a latency issue, and why would the hardware manufacturers need them anymore? And they've said that they want to do this in order to support a accessory device and software market. So they might as well just give it to Google.
How do they make money if they give it to Google?
They don't want to be... Well, the thing is, they don't want to be in the driver business. They want to make the support stuff. They want to make the software. They want to make the hardware. There's not much money in getting Android to do it and licensing that. The money is in, once it can do that, all the stuff you can sell people. Have you seen all of those iPhone music accessories? Like iPhone recorders, iPhone guitar connections, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I'd love it if Android supported that. Doesn't. Wish it did. USB audio is even a hard thing.
Okay.
Motorola put up a new update support page indicating when devices will get updates. Nice of them. Want to talk about some apps, Jerry? Jerry?
I'm just...
You all right?
That support page is freaking useless.
Okay. At least it shows effort.
Apps.
Okay. Relax and Sleep 2, a free app that offers 50 ambient, soothing, relaxing sounds. So I gave this a shot, and it wasn't bad for free. I can listen to all sorts of city noises, all sorts of nature noises.
An aquarium. What kind of noise does an aquarium make? Bubbles.
Like that.
Yeah, okay.
The noise is good. It's the smell that you get it that gets after you.
Alrighty.
My father used to have this aquarium that you put a turtle in.
That's a terrarium.
If you put a turtle in an aquarium, it's a terrarium?
Actually, a terrarium normally doesn't have any water. Okay. So it's probably an amphibiarium.
Okay. Whatever it was a glass box that looked identical to a fish tank that had some water in it and some plastic rocks and a turtle that used to poop a lot and stink up the place.
Sure.
Yeah. I prefer the sound to the smell. There's another sidebar app. There are a lot of these coming out now.
Interesting.
This is sidebar, either pro or light version, which allows you again to swipe to the side and get a sidebar for apps. Super SU has been updated to finally support multiple users, all of which can get root. I still haven't used the multiple users feature of Android 4.1 or 2. I forget which one got it. I think it's 2. But But that's mostly because the only device I have that has it is the Nexus 7, and who am I sharing that with?
Your uncle.
No, he has a Nook and a Chromebook.
And a tubular speaker.
It was $8. I'm a very generous nephew. I went and bought a new one and gave it to him. He also gave me $8, but anyway. Let's see here. There's now a Google Voice extension for Dash Clock. We're going to be seeing a lot of these Dash Clock extensions.
Sweet.
I think the idea is very nice. Skype Wi-Fi was released as an app. So essentially now they're in the business of letting people pay for public hotspots. These are the ones where you can go and log in and pay money using Skype credit by the minute instead of, let's say, buying a pass. So you can go
meet. I hope it's cheap.
I don't know. I couldn't find anywhere easily on their page that showed the, you know, examples of pricing other than saying it was Skype credit and by the minute. But mm-hmm. I don't know if I looked that hard. The Falcon Pro Twitter client has also reached a token limit. So essentially all of these apps are now reaching their token limit and dying.
Which makes me wonder, why even start working on a Twitter client? I mean, really?
I think they're hoping that Twitter will change its mind and resume sanity.
Yeah, no.
Or at least, you know, let them bid for something. Well, we'll see. They have appealed to Twitter. No response since last time I checked.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Material, which is a yet another social news reader. It's in beta. It's just particularly interesting for its really weird ad video. So if you look at the ad video, you can't quite figure out what they were thinking when they made this thing. Not the app, the ad video. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of social news. News I'm fine with. Floating YouTube pop-up video, which is an app that creates a floating video for a YouTube video, excuse me, a floating window that can be on top of any app.
Basically. I like this idea.
Well, I like the idea. The problem is, how do you prevent it from blocking the app? It would be one thing
Move it.
Okay.
It moves.
Of course it moves.
Yeah.
But I would be more interested in, let's say, some form of app that would allow you to divide the screen in half. And tiled, you know, like the old-fashioned tiling that Windows 3.1 used to do,
mm-hmm.
where you could tile the apps.
See, I don't see this as being that useful on a phone where it's real estate is kind of limited, but on a tablet, you know, having a little picture-in-picture, awesome.
Well, but think of a 5.5-inch phone. What about a Note? Maybe you'd want it on there.
Sure.
The line between phone and tablet continues to blur. Moving along, Beautiful Widgets has been updated to version 5.1. It includes a 6x1 and 6x2 bare-bones tablet widget, options to switch weather providers, and a new beta channel should you wish to be on the bleeding edge of beautiful. The New York Times app was updated with a night mode and a customizable widget. Have you ever played with the New York Times app, Jerry?
No.
Okay.
I don't support the New York Times.
Any reason? They are the newspaper of record.
Their media.
Okay.
They're big media, so I believe that they are conspiring to control the world.
Okay. Good luck with that. That implies that media by itself has an agenda. Admittedly, some of the
I believe that big media does.
Some of the corporations that own big media do.
Yes, and I don't, with the exception of small.
But the Times is actually small
media. You know, independent bloggers, small podcasts like us, I believe that corporations do control
their media outlets. Bear in mind, the Times is actually comparatively small compared to some organizations. They actually are looking to sell off their Boston Globe holdings. They actually do own the Boston Globe, if I remember correctly. They're looking to sell that off and get even smaller. Let's see here. HBO Go and Max Go, if you are a premium cable subscriber, now support HDMI should you have a device that offers HDMI out. Do you have HBO, Jerry?
I do.
So you'd be able to use these apps.
In theory.
Everything is in theory, Jerry, until it's in practice.
I have done the DirecTV app. And I have not watched any shows on it yet, because apparently it can't figure out that my phone, when I'm on Wi-Fi, is on the same network as my receivers. However, it has worked for doing last-minute recording schedulings.
I have to do something with that. I haven't played with the Myth TV app in a while. Let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes, News Cover is an intelligent news aggregator. So more news. News is very big right now. Have you noticed that?
To some people. I avoid the news.
Yeah, but these are all things that can give you the news in many different ways.
From many different places.
Yes. Also, Google Drive has been updated and now supports video streaming.
Woo-hoo.
If you want to stream from your Google Drive.
I like that idea.
Well, I just got 100 gigabytes of free Google Drive space, you know.
You did? How did you do that? Did you go to dyn.com/podcast30?
No, I bought a Chromebook and they give you 100 gigabytes of free Google Drive space.
Oh. Okay.
I still like the Chromebook. I don't know why people poo-poo it.
Because it's the 200 versions are toys.
Yes, that's what it's for. It's so that I don't have to carry my big, heavy computer when I go on a brief overnight trip to Washington or some other place that I might go on a brief overnight trip to.
Yep.
Like Des Moines.
Because you never know when you might need to go to Des Moines.
I've never been to Des Moines.
Well, apparently you don't need to go to Des Moines then.
Yeah, well, I definitely can't go to Sioux City. I hear it sucks. Sorry, that's a bad joke.
Was that a pun? That was a pun joke, right?
No, that's the name of the airport. Sucks.
Yeah, it's a pun.
Yeah, but that's what they put on the shirt. You can buy a shirt that says that.
Because that's exactly what I want.
A shirt that says Sioux City sucks?
Yeah.
Well, you or know, not. Well, there was a story a few years ago. They actually tried to change the call letters of the airport because they thought having sucks was bad. But apparently what they were offered was even worse.
What was it?
I don't recall. I could look it up.
STD?
Let's see if we can find out.
SFF?
I'm trying to remember what they were offered. This was a story a few years back. So who can remember? That's going to bother me. Here's a story. The wacky logic of air... Maybe this is it, because I think I may have read this. The wacky logic behind airport codes. Let's see. Sucks is the airport code for Sioux City, Iowa. Russians Bolshoi Savino Airport is stuck with the unlovely designation P, P-E-E, and Brazil's Poco de Caldas Airport has to live with Poo.
That's funny.
Yes. Louisiana's Barksdale Air Force Base is just plain bad. I don't even get a laugh about that.
No, not really.
Okay. But one of these days, I'll have to find that article because I remember reading it a few years back.
Yep.
I remember they were offered all these choices, but if you go to flysucks.com, you can buy all of their sucks memorabilia. Like your Fly Sucks coffee mug, your Fly Sucks hat, I Say It Louder Fly Sucks t-shirt, the Joy of Sucks coffee mug.
You think Which I'm brings up the question, is there a airport SEX?
We can find out. Let's see. I add a code SEX. List of airports by code S. Here we are. Sembach Air Force Base, Sembach, Germany.
Interesting.
Never been there myself, but I've never been to Germany. Anyway, I have to ask you a question, Jerry, before we wrap up for the evening. Have you had any interesting Android experiences lately? Has your life become more googly in the last week?
No, just more tired.
Because I've come to the realization that I'm fine with my life being googly. Yeah, there's some people who are worried about Google.
Yep.
I'm not as worried about them. I don't always agree with them, but I'm not as worried about them as some other people. I'm more scared of Facebook.
Sure, I'll buy that.
Okay. So just to wrap up for the day, since we don't have anything else at the moment that I know of.
I could say one thing.
I want to hear it, Jerry, while I prepare to say the thing I was going to say.
Bitcoin has gotten above $30 a coin again, and apparently has some hanging in there power this time.
And a lot more organizations are using it.
Yep. It's
Isn't the Internet Archive now paying its employees in Bitcoin if they want?
I read that. That was interesting. Okay.
So, you know, Jerry, of course, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Remember them?
I do.
They have many fun, family-friendly programs like our old friend Lou and his Trek show, Lou's Trek show.
Yes.
Yeah, this week, Lou was a guest on Trek News and Views, and apparently he was talking about the original series episode, The Doomsday Machine.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you've never seen that episode?
Nope.
Okay, well, basically... this is apparently a simulcast with Trek News and Views number 66, We're All Doomed. Let's see. In that episode of Trek's News and Views, the host is joined by Lou of the Lou Trek Show and renowned Star Trek historian Larry Nemechek to discuss the classic original episode, The Doomsday Machine. That's the one in which the machine eats planets. My recommendation, if you have a chance to look, is there's a really good article if you do a search. When they restored the original series episodes, they redid the... original graphics with some CGI. The side-by-side, if you see the side-by-side comparisons between the original 1960s effects and the new ones they created for the new Blu-ray, it's actually very fascinating.
Mm.
Yes, and apparently Larry Nemechek will be filling everybody in on his new documentary, The Khan of Wrath.
Wait a minute. Not The Wrath of Khan.
No, that's been done. His documentary is apparently The Khan of Wrath. But I wanted to mention it because I haven't heard anything from the Lou Trek show in a while. Not that I've been listening. I'm sorry. I've been busy. But this is the first time I've seen it on the most recent list over at the Tech Podcast Network. I have to go find out what happened. And if you're interested to find out why we haven't heard from Lou in a while, check out the Lou Trek Show and many other family-friendly programs. Have you been checking out Category 5, by the way? I know that you were impressed by their website.
You know, it's still on my to-do list. I certainly want to. I was very impressed with them, but, I mean, I've just been...
Yeah. I'll tell Robbie Ferguson, honey.
Garby. I mean, we should be surprised that I'm taking time out to do this podcast.
I know, but apparently Garby told him you were talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, it looks really, really no, it wasn't high Garby. Quality.
It was that underscore guy who told him. Mm-hmm. Garby hasn't been around in a while, but he lurks in there. So it was the underscore guy who was here last time. I forgot. There's so many characters in those chat rooms. But remember, we record this podcast live on Monday nights, except when we don't, at 10 p.m., and to those of you who are in walled cities, I want to wish you a happy Shushan Purim. Jerry, are you in a walled city?
No.
Okay, then that doesn't apply to you. Once again, I'm riding the obscure Jewish holiday train. If you're interested in commenting on that or anything that we've said on the show, you can email us at podcast@androidbuffet.com. You can also visit us at Android Buffet on Twitter or visit our Google Plus page run by the intrepid Kevin McLaughlin. You can, of course, contact us by any means necessary. That includes our Facebook page at facebook.com/AndroidBuffet. Or, Jerry, have I missed a social network? I think I covered them all.
I don't know.
Okay, well, any way that you wish to get in touch with us, we want to hear from you. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yes.
Yes. Let's see if there have been any comments. You know, I haven't checked to see if anybody's commented on the site. Here we are. As of September 10th, 2012, President Obama still uses a BlackBerry.
Cool.
Article provided. No, that was the last comment. The one before that was from Hurricane Sandy. I should respond to that. I survived Hurricane Sandy. But not my visit from the cable guy. Go figure. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program this evening. Do you have any further thoughts, Jerry, before we say goodnight to these people? And remember...
Y'all have a fun week. We'll see you next week.
Remember, our contest for you to send us stuff still remains. We'd love to hear from you. Send us a voicemail, perhaps, at 2012-WENICA. We'll be back next week with more, and I'll go see about fixing that audio problem, if I remember. I've been busy. So has Jerry. Say goodnight, Jerry.
Goodnight, Jerry.